You are listening to Audio Fanfic Podcast. Untitled by Philip Paget on AO3. It's completely overwhelming the way he makes her feel, like she's adrift inside her own body, drowning in a sea of pure sensation. She loses herself in the moments, but not in the self-sacrificing way she lost herself in relationships of her youth. More like she's been freed from the restraints of higher reasoning, unburdened by a prefrontal cortex that has gone entirely offline. He tears down her walls with lips and teeth and tongue, crumbles them to dust with his fingers. He finds her on the other side of quivering and vulnerable, offering up her implicit trust alongside unfettered access to her body. He takes her to the very ends of the earth, then crashes through the boundaries that she had believed to be impenetrable, making her feel things she didn't know she was capable of feeling. It's completely overwhelming, and she can't get enough. Her body has a Pavlovian response to his presence, the quirk of his smile, the smell of his deodorant, the memory of his inky head tucked between her thighs. She feels the blood rushing to her pelvis, her clit swelling in anticipation, and she wonders just how long she'll have to wait. She hates asking, hates feeling needy and desperate, like a dog begging for treats. But every time she promises herself that she'll let him be the one to initiate, she gets high on the heat of his body beneath her bedsheets, and the prospect of coming so hard she can't breathe, and she crumbles. By the time he touches her, she'll be dripping wet and on the edge of orgasm off nothing but the taste of his mouth and her own imagination. He likes to make her come with her panties still on, makes her squirt right through the fabric and soak the bed. She gets off on the way he takes control of her body, commanding her to flip onto her belly or get on all fours, instructing her to sit on his face and suck him off while he eats her pussy. On a typical night, he makes her come 4 or 5 times before he fucks her, and that's only after she begs him for his cock. Even then, his stamina is incredible, outlasting her by 3 or 4 additional orgasms before she taps out and tells him to come. The force of his orgasm, the hearty pulse of his cock against the swollen and sensitized internal structure of her clit will set her off again one final time, the strength of her cunt nearly pushing him out of her. She'll fall asleep with a towel still tucked between her legs, her brain swimming in dopamine and her body loose and sated. It will feel like enough pleasure to last a lifetime, and yet by the time the sun rises in the morning and she washes away the remnants of what they've done, she'll already be craving him again, wondering just how long she'll have to wait. If you like this story, please follow the link to the writer's page and leave some love. Kudos, comments, or subscribe. They'll love hearing from you. Then you can head over to our Patreon page and contribute to Audio Fanfic Podcast. As a member, you are granted early access to one new story per month. That's www.patreon.com/audiofanficpod. Thank you for listening, and remember, the stories are out there.